Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Coming up on show 833, the first drives of the Polestar 2 are in. And it looks really nice. Stick around, I'll give you the details. Plus on the podcast today, Tesla is retrofitting heat pump noise cancellation blankets. Mercedes-Benz latest plug-in will do 62 miles on electric power. And a Jaguar EV type, well, not as crazy as an idea as it sounds. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily for Wednesday, 8th of June. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. Couple of new Patreon supporters to say hello to. Two new producers of the podcast as well. Thank you very much to you guys. Firstly, a new producer is Granton Smith. Thank you very much, Granton. And a new producer is Keith. Now, Keith A. Klipstein. Keith, thank you so much for joining up on Patreon and funding this program to make sure it's on the air every single day. So my Twitter timeline filled up with a bunch of journalists who I follow getting very excited a couple of days ago saying the Polestar launch is coming. And then today it's full of them saying how excited they were to actually drive the thing. The Polestar 2, particularly the one with the performance pack, because that's the one they gave the journalists to drive. What it is a high-riding, it's not an SUV, it's not a crossover, but it is a high-riding five-door hatchback, very practical with a big hatchback boot, and it is both a mass-market car at the same time as being a luxury car. And you have to say that where the early lead from the Tesla Model 3 is there in most marketplaces, Polestar 2 will definitely want to be taking some of those sales for the mid-range and the performance Tesla Model 3s as well, and the model, maybe Model Ys as well. It comes with or without the $5,000 performance pack, and that doesn't give you any more actual raw speed out of the battery or the motors, but if you'd start at £49,990, and that doesn't include the £3,000 government grant, though, so if it's still £3,000 when in the UK when you order yours, well, then you can take £3,000 off, but then add £5,000 for the performance pack. Standard equipment has a full active safety suite, as many driver assist functions as is pretty common on a car of that class. Got a full glass roof. It's got heated and electric seats, front and back. Very premium sound system. Active LED lights all around. It sits on 19s. And I think it looks good on 19 inches as well. On the alloy wheels, very, very smart. 400 brake horsepower, all-wheel drive, so motors front and rear. And from a mid-level Model 3 and upwards, it's definitely going to be something that a few people will be looking at and saying, you know what, I think I'm going to test drive both and just see what. Obviously, you're going to have the most hardcore Tesla fan ever, who is never going to want anything else apart from the latest greatest coming out of California. But there are definitely people who are, you know, certainly interested in electric cars, and those people who are open-minded about which one they go for, and it might be a Model 3, it might be a Model Y, but actually the Polestar 2 looks like it's going to be a very, very interesting choice if you are in the market for a £50,000 car. Now, of course, it does sit between Teslas. It sits between the long range, which is 47,000. Well, actually, because the price the Tesla post online, which is 47, that is with the grant taken off. So this is actually, yeah, because Polestar didn't put the price online with the $3,000 off. So yeah, 50 minus three, same price. Tesla Model 3, dual motor, all wheel drive. Same price, Polestar 2. Tesla long range, all wheel drive, does 348 miles on the WLTP test cycle, and the Polestar 310 miles on the WLTP test cycle. So already you're looking at a difference there of just under 40 miles. Is that going to be a deal breaker for some people? 0 to 60, pretty much the same. 0 to 60 Tesla, 4.4 seconds. 0 to 60 Polestar, 4.7 seconds. It's really all about the car that suits you. Like 0.3. So Tesla fans, once again. So the hardcore Tesla fan will go, oh, I think you'll find Tesla Model 3 is a 0.3 seconds quicker than the Polestar, and so therefore it is a better car all round. Yes, we do have those people online and in my timeline as well. And Elon can do no wrong in their eyes. So the Model 3 is quicker. Polestar 2 slightly slower, but in real world, you won't make out that 0.3 seconds of difference. The performance pack adds Ohlins dampers, chunky Brembo brakes, and I love it because the brakes and the seat belts are the same shade of gold. It just looks so cool. The styling's amazing on this. And it adds some other performance things and upgrades to the party as well. The interior, I think, is exceptional. Very much Volvo 2.0. Amazing build quality. The materials are nice. Android is the operating system, not as in Android Auto that you can connect your phone to, but literally it runs on Android. So again, there's going to be some choices made there. Like, I absolutely adore Tesla's operating system. Just the way that Tesla do their software, it is, everything is designed with you in mind as the driver to make things easy. And I know that you get the people that oh, I can't even do this without getting into the touchscreen. Yeah, deal with it. It is just the best of the best. The Tesla software is just incredible. Obviously, Android is a generic piece of code, and then it sits inside a car. So is that a compromise? You'd need to play with it to make the choice. Of course, the Tesla Model 3 performance is 56,500. So it's a couple of thousand more, 3,000 more than the Polestar 2. It's still got more range because that's got 329 miles of range here on the WLTP test cycle. Polestar 2 still, that doesn't change. If you add the performance pack, that's still 310. The top speed, I don't know. I didn't even look for the top speed of the Polestar. It's just insignificant, isn't it? It's just willy waving in the gym changing rooms. Who cares how fast you can go unless you are in Germany and you drive on the Autobahn, or you're on a drag strip, or you are seriously making up for something in the trouser department. Who cares how fast you go? Anything more than about 80 in this country is going to land you in a world of pain with the police. And also, you're just an idiot if you're driving too fast on public roads. So, as a track car, okay, Tesla Model 3 performance has 162 mile an hour top speed, but it's that 0 to 60, 3.2 seconds. And, of course, track mode. And Tesla making their cars more aimed at performance on the track, 3.2 versus 4.7. All of a sudden, big delta on that. There's only so much that upgraded shocks and brakes on the Polestar 2. It is, all the reviews I've read today say it drives amazingly. They were on private roads on a test track, and they said that it's a very sporty ride, handled very well. But there's a bit of a difference. You're paying more for the Tesla Model 3 performance, which in this country, we've never had the performance upgrade pack for my American listeners. Yes, I'm aware that there was a zero cost performance upgrade pack that you could spec. We've never had that option. It's always been bundled in. Always, if you go for performance, you've always had the spoiler and everything. So, choices to be made. It's right in there, though. It's absolutely in there. And again, you know, maybe you want to look at things like monthly payments and things if you're buying it on a business. It's a really interesting car to add to the mix, and I hope they sell a ton of them. Let's talk Tesla. Let's talk Model Y, which would be my weapon of choice, actually. If I was ever in the position to have that kind of money to write a check for, it would be the Model Y. Yes, I know, I'm a cliche. I just need more room for baby seats and things. Tesla started retrofitting a bit to the Model Y, which didn't come with the early cars. It's a heat pump acoustic blanket. And I hadn't heard of this until today, but it turns out some of the really early runs on the Model Y, they hadn't thought about the noise from the heat pump being intrusive, and it turns out that some people found it a little noisier. So there's now a blanket, an acoustic blanket. The user on Twitter, HW Feinstein, called out a Tesla mobile service ranger to come to his house and add the acoustic blanket over the heat pump in the Model Y. A feature unique to Model Y, by the way, don't get it in S3 or X. Tesla has started retrofitting them, but also they, if you were a Model Y owner and you got yours recently, have a look, because it probably came with it from the factory. Acoustic blankets now coming as standard, it appears. Any Model Y owners listening to this podcast, I'd love to hear from you. What do you think of the car? I think it looks so nice. And I don't know, just a little bit more practical than the Model 3. It just could be that clincher with a bit more space in the hatchback and the powered boot and all those kind of things. Tesla is also still focusing on their supercharging network. You'll be pleased to hear if you own one. Tesla has hired the product manager behind Apple Pay to lead the supercharging experience. His name is Michael Riani, and he updated his LinkedIn page. Now, he was the senior product manager for Apple Card and Apple Cash in California, and now he is the product manager for supercharger user experience and strategy. According to Electrek, with strong increases in sales in many markets, Tesla owners are experiencing long wait times at supercharging stations. I've never experienced that, by the way. Places like LA and the Bay Area, I hear it can be bad around holiday season, Thanksgiving, etc. Honestly, every time that I've turned up to a supercharging station, there's always stalls available. There's just not as many cars here, and they build big stations of 8, 10, 12, etc. So I've never seen one full. I've never seen a queue. Now, how do you feel about a Jaguar EV type? A trademark filing is hinting at a possible successor to the F-Type. Jaguar has just registered a trademark for the name EV type, and it further fuels the speculation going around at the moment that the next sports car they make is going to be a pure electric sports car. The trademark is pending. It actually went in mid-February, only discovered now. Says the website Autocar, the name EV type appears to be a reference to the iconic E-Type of the 60s and 70s, and the only Jaguar still using the type suffix, the F-type, says that, well, actually, EV-type could be a replacement to the F-type or alongside. One stumbling block is how much it costs to make a platform for an EV. So maybe they'll need to work Jaguar Land Rover, possibly working with BMW, to in some way reduce the costs of building a car from scratch. Jaguar Land Rover, I think, desperately need to have a really clear and declared EV roadmap, or they'll, you know, the I-Pace is good. They've said some good things about electric cars. Ugh. I just feel frustrated that there's not a clear, right, this is what we're doing. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, next decade, one car a year. Here we go. We love battery cars. They could. They need to if they want to stay relevant. Problem is, they make a lot of SUVs and 4x4s, a lot of off-road vehicles. They're big, they're heavy already, and actually diesel as a way of propulsion for those cars makes a lot of sense. Well, sense for them, not sense to me. But it's difficult with battery packs to get the range and the power to match their diesel buyers and what they expect. Here's a car having no problems with extracting power from batteries, the Lotus Evija. Now, the Lotus Evija, and I've got a soft spot for Lotus because they're a Norfolk company, and I'm a Norfolk boy. I've been past the headquarters in Hethel many times. The 2,000 horsepower electric flagship Lotus Evija will pioneer the next generation of sports cars from Lotus. But they don't really worry about low speed acceleration because they've got to the point where there's only so much that physics can do to get you off the line. Now, I know that Elon and his new Roadster is using rocket boosters. Cold gas thrusters, I'm sorry. Let's call them rocket boosters to get off the line even quicker. But Lotus aren't worried about 0-60. They've got their sights set on bigger things. They want to be the car that'll get to 200 miles an hour as fast as possible, says Jalopnik. Now, Gavin Kershaw is Lotus's test driver. It's not a bad job. And he spoke to Top Gear about the work they're doing. Lotus is concerned with destroying the Bugatti's record, the Bugatti Chiron, 0 to 186 miles an hour in 12.4 seconds. Lotus claim to do it in 9 at the moment. He said, and I quote, "I've driven some of the Formula One cars, even the T125 with 1,000 horsepower, a ton, and they're brutal." He says, "This has got strength and growth. It's a bit like going up the runway when you're pushed back in your seat and held there, but it's a lovely sensation." End quote. Well, it really is. The thing about a piston engine, when you get to that much power, a piston engine is fighting with the physics of putting the rubber down onto the tarmac, onto the asphalt, to make you move forward. It's constantly, the tyres are constantly ripping their way forward with every piston that goes up and down. The way that electric motors deliver their power, and the software that deliver the power, it's just a more smooth experience. And actually, because it's quiet as well, Lotus can do all this on their test track and not upset the neighbours. Mercedes-Benz confirming 62 miles, that's 100 kilometres of electric range in the all-new S-Class plug-in hybrid. The new S-Class model is codenamed W223, and the plug-in hybrid is going to have 62 miles of range, according to Inside EVs. The current plug-in hybrid model with the same range is the GLE 350DE. 62 miles, 100 kilometres of range in the GLE 350DE, but it is a diesel. It's a plug-in hybrid, obviously, but it's a diesel, and it's got a 31.2 kilowatt hour battery pack. Stunning. And we don't expect the new S-Class to have a diesel. That'll be a petrol engine, but it'll have the same electric system and the same size battery pack. And it's great, isn't it? An S-Class doing 60 miles on electric power alone. Big battery, luxury car, super quiet, super smooth, used for chauffeuring, all that kind of stuff. It's just fantastic. That car will turn on the engine so rarely. When it does, it'll be cruising on the motorway. And you know what? In fairness, that's where combustion engines, you know, if there's one thing that they're good at, you might as well use them there. If we're still going to use them for the next few years, don't use them around town. You know, when you're up to 70 miles an hour, just turn on the engine, and that's the best worst place. The worst best place? The best worst place. The worst best? I don't know what I'm trying to say. If you've got to use it there. China is next. Let's talk about the Made in China Model 3. It is surging. And in June, there was an end of quarter rush with an all-time high of almost 15,000 of them. That is 14,954 cars, according to the China Passenger Car Association, reporting wholesale shipments. That's not registrations, and it's not deliveries to customers. It's wholesale shipments, reports Inside EVs. The website Moneyball also notes that in June, Tesla had 23% of the pure electric car segment in China. Wowzers. That's huge. Let's talk about Lucid next, ahead of the official unveiling and revealing of the Lucid Air. That's going to be September 9th. Lucid Motors is now telling us more about their service centres and how they're going to sell them, how they're going to service them, says Green Car Reports. Today, Lucid announced plans for 20 retail stores. They're called Lucid Studios. They're going to be opened over the next year. And the Silicon Valley studio in Lucid's Newark, California headquarters. There's going to be Beverly Hills, Century City, San Jose, California, in Miami, West Palm Beach in Florida, Manhattan in New York, and Tyson's in Virginia. And so those are the places to start with where they'll be showing off in their studio the new Lucid Air. The 2021 Audi A7. Oh, Audi give their cars such long names. I lose the will to live. The 2021 Audi A7 55 TFSI E PHEV. Slots into the A7 lineup as a fuel-efficient detour between the standard mild hybrid and the amped-up S7, says Autoblog. Audi figures that the Audi 2021 A7 55 TFSIe PHEV could claw back some federal tax credits, and as a result, you could get the plug-in premium quality with a better spec than actually cheaper than the mild hybrid. So it's a no-brainer because of the tax credit. According to Autoblog, the 2-litre turbocharged four-cylinder has an electric motor tucked between the engine and the 7-speed dual-clutch transmission with a 14.1 kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery pack. And finally, electric vehicle startup Fisker just raised $50 million from a hedge fund, with the money going towards engineering for the SUV that it hopes to roll out in 2022, the company said. The deal, done through the private investment vehicle More Strategic Ventures, values Fisker at $1.6 billion. According to Bloomberg, Fisker said its latest namesake car will be offered at a lower price than Tesla's current offerings. They will outsource production to larger conglomerates. Fisker not yet announcing any partnership to make the vehicle. And actually, $50 million, you can burn through that in no time trying to make an EV. Good luck to the team there. If you want to contact me about any of the stories on the show today, my email address is hello@evnewsdaily.com. Let me know about the Polestar 2, what you think. Also, leave a comment in the YouTube show. Well, there are 832 previous shows in the archive, and you can get to any of those on the blog, evnewsdaily.com, the podcast feed in your favourite podcast app. I use Overcast. What do you use for your podcasts? I'd love to know. If you want to subscribe on Patreon, you can do. You don't have to, by the way. The podcast is free. The podcast is paid for by Patreon. That's individuals and companies that want to fund this show so that you get it for free. And if you'd like to be one of those heroes that I read out on Sunday, check out Patreon, patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. My premium partners are Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Avid Technology, Brightsmith Group for clean tech talent, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, and now nationalcarcharging.com and alohacharge.com. Have a wonderful day. I'll catch you tomorrow, and remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.